Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man. Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Great crowd here on a Friday. Everyone's hanging out, getting a drink on. Join the party. Ice cold brew, great food. Women in lumberjack outfits want to meet you. More from our interview with Alex Anthopoulos coming up. What he had to say about Money Harris, about Ronald Acuna, and more. Right now, speaking of the Braves and their glorious sweep of the Mets, Grant McCauley joins us. Grant, you couldn't have asked for three better games. Checks all the boxes. Can't backslide against Miami. More on that in a second. But how about Strider? How impressed were you in his velocity late in his with his pitch count?
Yeah, and you saw it building off of that last start where I know folks might have looked at it and said, okay, he dominated the Rockies, but what did he really prove? Well, he's proving some things, I think, to himself, and it's also just steps along the way to get him back to being the kind of pitcher that goes up against the first-place club in the division and also locks in and looks as good as he did last night. So incredibly encouraged. The velocity is great, but I think with Strider, the command portion of this, especially the usage of his slider to make it such a dynamic swing and miss pitch that it is, you've got to be able to do the things with the fastball and also put that slider where you want to. And I don't think that little stretch of games right after he came back from the injured list the second time that he was there where he wanted to be yet, but it certainly looked like he had things dialed up the past two outings and once again last night.
Matt Olson really starting to heat up. Is it something you've noticed mechanically, or is he just finding his groove?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but Matt Olson hits the ball really hard. And his exit velocity is starting to... No, I'm just kidding. But that is part of it. I mean, this is someone who consistently is looking to put barrels on baseballs, and now we're starting to see them find some gaps. I mean, that three-run double last night, that wasn't the difference in the game, but it felt like such a momentum swing because you weren't just holding on to a lead, you were adding on to a lead. So the Braves need to see more of that. He does look comfortable, and the results are starting to show because I've said this time and again, and this is just kind of part of the baffling Braves offense thus far this year. It's not for lack of work. Like, it's not for lack of trying. It's just the results haven't been there, and I think we're maybe starting to see that pendulum swing back the other way for Matt Olson, who, when he's on, is a 40-homer threat, and the Braves could certainly use one of those batting cleanup for him this season.
It's our man, Grant McCauley, G-Mac, talking about the Bravos. You look, and I said it earlier, Grant, before you came on, about when Olson was in one of those, like, really cold spells. And again, I don't give a crap about exit velo if it doesn't equate to hits, but he's been really great. He's been clutch. How about the rest of the team? What's your take on Ozzie? And what does it take to get Ozzie? You know, we had that hit streak going back a few weeks ago, but do you feel he can come out of this, or is this as good as it gets?
No, I do. I mean, I certainly am not going to look at Ozzie at his lowest and say, well, this is just who he is. I don't think you can do that over the course of a baseball season. And for somebody as young as he is, with the track record that he is, I think that would be selling him woefully short. So it's frustrating. I know no more so than for him to not have the results. I mean, early in the season, he popped a few home runs. And then the last, I don't know, 50, maybe more games, the power just really hasn't been there. But then he had that on-base streak that you mentioned that kind of coincided with maybe it started just before Ronald came back, but it seemed like maybe he was starting to make more consistent contact. The walk rate has certainly risen. That's a good thing for him. But, yeah, consistently hitting the ball hard and lifting the ball and driving the ball have just not been there this year for him. And that, I think, is probably one of the more frustrating situations you look at. You can count them probably on one hand at this point with him, with Michael Harris, and at times maybe a couple other guys kind of check in and out of there, whether it's Olsen or Riley or whoever. But I don't really know what the answer is for Ozzie. It hasn't been the same success from the right side of the plate, though, either. Sometimes I feel like that's kind of buoyed him when he's maybe in a lull on the left side. Well, he faces a couple of lefties, and he gets right on that right side and, you know, has a double and a homer or multi-hit game or two. And that just hasn't been the case this year for whatever reason.
Grant, we spoke with AA Alex Anthopoulos earlier in the show. I asked him about the state of the bullpen and needing to add, and much to my surprise and chagrin, he spoke more about the guys that they have available to them, and he also spoke about how you can always add a reliever at the deadline. I asked him specifically about the sense of urgency. It did not appear to be too high. I just feel like if this team needs one thing right now, they need another quality arm at the back end of the bullpen. What are your thoughts?
Well, to make one thing perfectly clear, if we're going to talk about Double A, we're talking about Arn Anderson. I just want to put that right out there. Secondarily, I will point at the offense as being the thing that the Braves have to get right that will then take some of the focus away from the bullpen. I had a long chat with Pierce Johnson yesterday. You'll hear it on From the Diamond this weekend about, you know, kind of what a bullpen goes through, what happens when the closer struggles, what happens when guys aren't available, what happens when injuries kind of crop up, because it's going to happen every single season, and just kind of the grind that that is. And I agree with you. I do think they could use an extra arm. That's not to say that they don't need that, but I wouldn't put it at the top of the list of the most urgent needs the club has. If this team starts scoring more runs, it's going to feel a lot more like the Atlanta Braves that you expected at the start of the season. But that doesn't mean that relievers shouldn't be on the shopping list, whether he can get it done sometime before the All-Star break or sometime around the trade deadline, when teams will actually start to sell off pieces as they kind of settle into knowing what they are, or maybe more importantly, what they're not for the guys or the teams that are going to sell off some pieces.
Grant McCauley's with us, guys, as the Mets have now lost six in a row. Their bullpen was horrible. All their pitching was horrible. All those walks. Braves finally broke it open, took advantage of it, that bases-clearing double from Matt Olson. Now you go to Miami, and all this goodwill goes out the window if you can't get a win. You got Jansen Junk going up against Didier Fuentes. I know we asked Alex about it, but for guys who missed that conversation, talk about Fuentes. And do you like this move to kind of stack the deck when you get back against the Mets and later the Phillies?
I do. I think that part's important. I think that's part of the strategy. But you can't do that unless you can really feel convinced about the guy that you're going to bring up and give an opportunity to. And look, I posted this on social media. You're looking at one of the youngest Atlanta Braves pitchers ever in terms of making his debut. There have only been two guys that were younger than Didier Fuentes is when he takes the ball tonight at 20 years old and 3 days. That being said, after one start in Gwinnett and a handful in Double A this year, he does have very, very electric stuff. I mean, you can see it and how it would match up against major league hitters. But it's one thing to see it and talk about it. It's another thing to go out there and do it. But I think if they were able to tailor the right matchup for a young guy like Fuentes, the Miami Marlins is that matchup. You don't want to try to throw him in Game 2 or Game 3 against the Mets or the Phillies right now. So this allows them to be able to give everybody that day to bump back. You're using Chris Sale in both Mets series and the Philly series now as a result of this. And I think that part of the strategy is extremely important when you're in this really, really just must-win stretch of games. Whereas I looked at it on the outset, the Braves came into this 13 games against the NL East, 8 games under 500. I wondered if they could win 10 out of 13 and climb back to within a game of 500 to close out the month of June. I was a little bit, you know, on the fence about it. You know, you hope for it. You wonder about it. But then they went out and swept the Mets right out of the gate here. So to your point, Mike, no, they can't afford a letdown against Miami. But I do feel like if you're going to deploy somebody like Fuentes, give them an opportunity, I think they picked the right one.
Any concern as we get deeper into the season about innings limits for Holmes and Schwellenbach?
Not really. I think that Schwellenbach kind of took that question away last year. Holmes might be a little bit of a different case because, as we know, he was a starter early in his career, then he ended up in relief, and then he kind of just really backed himself into it last year because the Braves needed it. And Grant Holmes is nothing if not available. I mean, he's basically said, hey, they can give me the ball and tell me when they want me to pitch, I'll be there. And that is the attitude you need from some guys on your staff. But he's been more than that, though. He's been more than just filler for the rotation. And I think that you might want to monitor that, but I think you'll know and see the signs. And again, to kind of go back to what you asked about earlier, they are going to shop for pitching. I don't have any doubt about that. But if you're looking at Grant Holmes in the fifth spot of your rotation or fourth spot of your rotation, that's a pretty good spot for him and a pretty good role for him when you consider what you've got in front of him with Chris Sale, with Spencer Schwellenbach, and obviously with Spencer Strider. All of those guys, I think you could make a case for pitching a game one in a playoff series.
Grant, any chance, I mean, percentage-wise, 10%, 0% they'd move from Sean Murphy?
It's a very low percentage play for me because I think, and I know you guys talked to Alex earlier, and I know how he feels about this, catcher is not really a one-man job. Sure, there's the unicorns, there's the exceptions to the rule, there's the guys that, whether it's generationally or just for a little while, they do make that 130 or 140 starts a year. The Braves just haven't played it that way. When they had Travis d'Arnaud and Sean Murphy together, they still tried to find opportunities for both, and sometimes you do have to ride the hot hand at the plate if you feel like both of them can handle the pitching staff. So I would say it's an extremely low percentage play, and I still really don't feel like the Braves are going to take those guys. They've signed a long-term contract and start wheeling them off.
As we get closer to Jerks and Profar's return, what do you think the left field situation looks like in terms of splitting the reps? Does he get automatically 5 out of 7 days a week?
I think he's going to get 7 out of 7 days a week if the Braves have their way. That's what they paid for. That's what they brought him in for. I think a year ago he played, 158 games? So, I mean, they thought they were signing an everyday player. He's also a switch hitter, so you don't really think about the need for a platoon option with him. And, again, you know, the Braves want to get a return on this investment. It has been a very, very bad start. I mean, this is not an ideal scenario, to say the very least, when it comes to signing with a new team and being expected to do a lot and coming in and basically being a detriment to the club. So he's got to get through that, work through that, kind of, I think, rebuild some trust with the organization, maybe with his teammates as well. I don't want to speak for them, but that's a guy that you're expecting to play every single day. And if he's able to come in and give the Braves some the contact skills that they thought they were getting from him, and additionally a bat that can help be a net positive, maybe in that two spot in the order, because I don't think that's been solved yet either. That seems to be where I think Jurickson Profar is going to fit. The shame of it is, though, if the Braves are able to do all the great things and get to October, he will not be part of that.
All right, man. Hopefully the Braves go out and give Didier Fuentes a nice lead. Maybe Acuna goes yard. One of my favorite ballparks, Grant, that no one goes to. Oh, by the way, rumors Jeff Bezos might be involved in the buying the Rays just dropped today.
Well, I mean, that would be interesting, and obviously if you can get an influx of cash, you got a couple of teams, a couple of spots in Florida that haven't really been able to, I think, get the push behind them that they need to. So we'll see if he decides to have it delivered by a prime. I don't know.
Right. Hey, real quick, Grant. Exactly. How can folks catch what you've got going on this weekend on the radio?
5 to 7 from the Diamond right here on 92.9 The Game. I'll have my conversation with Pierce Johnson, another one with Dylan Dodd that I had this week, and I have Chris Cotillo of Mass Live to help unpack all the tentacles of the Rafael Devers to the Giants blockbuster from Sunday. You can check that out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Out right here, 99 The Game from the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sunday.
I never said I wouldn't play first base. All right, man. Have a great weekend, Grant. Thanks again.
Take care, guys.
That's our guy, Grant McCauley. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. When we come back, you're going to hear more from what Alex Anthopoulos had to tell us about all the stuff you want to hear as a Braves fan. And then before we get out of here, Chewbacca the Wookiee will tell you who's going to win Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Let's go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.